We get ready to start right now, and we're going to ask Beth to come on the line, and she's going to open up us with prayer. She's going to go right into what God has for us tonight. So she's going to introduce herself. So I'm going to turn it over to you, love. Take it away, Beth.
Praise the Lord, and good evening, everyone. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the highest praise, for he is our God, our Lord, our King, our Redeemer, our ever-present help in the time of need. God is always faithful, and he alone is worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. Certainly, we're magnifying the name of the Lord tonight with all of the women that are on this call, women magnifying womanhood, and we certainly want to give honor to Dr. Judy Ellison and thank God for her and those who have labored with her to provide this time of sharing and impartation to each and every woman, each and every heart today. And we just come before the throne of grace today, magnifying the name of the Lord. And Father, I just thank you right now that as we share and as we go forth tonight, Lord, you will use my mouth and flow through my heart to speak what thus saith the Lord. None of me and all of you, I decrease and you must increase. And Lord, we ask you to speak into the lives of each and every woman, Lord God, after your own will, to uplift, to edify, to encourage, to empower, Father God, that they may be about our Father's business like never before. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, and sit enthroned in the midst today. Let the anointing flow in the name of Jesus that destroys every yoke and removes every burden. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And everybody said amen. As Dr. Judy said, I'm Dr. Beth Tina Williams, and God has blessed me as a pastor and a leader in the kingdom of God to be able to minister to women and the people of God, men of God even, around the world. God has blessed me to travel with my husband for over 35 years, and we've ministered globally throughout the world and lived in many other places in the world, and we've seen miracles. We've seen the supernatural hand of God heal, deliver. I've seen many dead people raised from the dead by a former pastor and bishop and by my current pastor and covering in the Lord, Dr. Kingsley Fletcher. And I've seen the hand of God. I've seen his presence do things that are above the natural. So I just want to talk to you today out of my relationship and out of my experience with my God, because he is always faithful, and our Father God, he will never let you down, and he's never let me down. So we praise God for his word today. On today, we want to talk about the supernatural power of God, the supernatural prayer and a praying woman. My God, I think everybody on this phone tonight can probably attest to the fact that I didn't get here by myself. Somebody prayed for me. I didn't get here by myself. My mama prayed for me. My grandmother prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. And so we want to talk today about women who pray and the supernatural power of prayer. First of all, when we're talking about the word in terms of supernatural, we have to understand that the whole view and description of what is supernatural is God, our Creator. It's God, together with his miraculous acts with heaven and whatever else has immediate relations with God, such as that which is heavenly, celestial, and miraculous. In essence and in short, the supernatural is God's divine intervention in this world and on the earth scene in a way that cannot be explained in the natural, because it's the supernatural power of God. And in this hour, we need the divine intervention of God like never before. And so the thing that God has placed on my heart to share with us tonight is we must understand that we have to stay connected with God like never before. It's an hour and a day and time which we cannot neglect that so great faith that God has given us. We cannot neglect the things of God, and especially our relationship with Him through prayer. It's all about our relationship with God. And we must understand that God, He is our life source. He's not just some power upstairs. He's not an impersonal, distant God or thing or being or energy. He is I am that I am. He is a person. He is God. And God is a spirit, and we have to stay connected with Him in prayer every day. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. So we have to understand that we cannot just rely on the natural things in the world and in the environment around us to live, such as food and light and shelter and energy and income and going to our jobs. That's not enough, because we are a spirit. We have been created, designed, and made by God. We have a soul, and we live in a body. So you are a spirit. Even according to John chapter 4, verses 23 through 24, which says, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so that's letting us know that we have to stay connected to our life source, our divine life source, to give us life, to give us direction, to give us clarity, to empower us every day. And so God loves those who love His presence. God withholds nothing good from those who walk uprightly before Him. And so the Bible tells us that we should always enter His gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and enter His courts with praise. God loves a worshiper. The Father seeks such as would worship Him, those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's those who don't just come to God asking Him for things, not those who just come to God for His hand and don't have a deeper relationship with Him. God wants us to get in His face and be in His presence. And so we want to always enter into the presence of God with worship and constantly honoring God in worship. It invites His presence, which is supernatural, to abide with you, to abide with us, to be with us. And we always want to be a worshiper, not just one, again, who asks God for things, but someone who loves God and loves to be in His presence, building a close relationship with God. Psalm 99 and verses 1 through 5 in the ESV version said, the Lord reigns, let the people tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. This is talking about the supernatural. God is enthroned in heaven. He reigns, and it's talking about the supernatural. And He gets involved in our lives when we worship Him. It says, the Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise Your great and awesome name. Holy is He. The King in His might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at His footstool. Holy is He. And the King James Version says, He is holy. So what does that mean, that God is holy? God's holiness means that He's separated from sin. God cannot sin. And He's devoted to seeking His own honor. In other words, God is looking for those to whom He can show Himself strong, being those who reverence and worship His presence. Those who know and understand that He is God and there's no one greater. There's nobody beside Him. There's nobody like Him. And so holiness is talking about how God is separate. He's transcendent above all creation. God is holy because he's eternal, and his character is eternally holy. He is holy. And as women of God, God is saying to us today, he's saying, I want your attention. I need you to come closer to me than you've ever been before. I need for you to draw near unto me, because the things that are happening in our environment, in our cities, in our communities, in our homes, in our country, in our world, demand divine intervention, demand a response, and require dedication to God of those who love and worshiply revere him. It's time for us as people of God not to just walk in the natural as though we are mere average people, but it's time for us to rise up and be about our God's business. And it requires a supernatural intervention of God. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 through verse 16, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now, verse 15 says, shall my eyes be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified, set apart, that's the word holy, this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. In other words, God is saying, I want for my people to come to me and connect with me, who is the source of your resource. I want for my people to come close to me, hallelujah, and be closer than you've ever been before, so that I can interject my divine power and my divine authority into the middle of your life, in the middle of your home, in the middle of your situation, in the middle of your city, in the middle of your state, in the middle of your country, no matter where you are on the planet. God is saying, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. And God is saying we need to get low, get humble before him, be broken before the Lord, and let him know, I need you, Lord. I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. God is saying, draw close and stay close. Draw close and stay tight. It's time to get in God and don't let go today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we need his supernatural power. We need to rely on God like never before. If energy goes out, if there's no gasoline, we got to know that we're serving a supernatural God who said, hallelujah, that he will give unto you and he will cause your bosom to be full, and that he will not withhold any good thing from those that walk uprightly before him, and that he will supply and meet all your need according to his riches and glory. We've got to know where our help comes from today, and we need the presence and the supernatural power of God to move throughout our country, move in this world that we live in, move among our leaders. Give them wisdom today in the name of Jesus, and we are to pray as women of God, heal our land. So much that you see as far as church, as ministry, has been held up and supported, and much of it has even been built by the strength and off of the labor and the prayers of women. And God is saying, if women can stand up today, we'll make a difference in the land in which we live. If we will stand up and cry out and cry loud before God and not stop until we see our cities and our communities, glory to God, become a praise in the earth. Glory to God. There's nothing like a woman who prays, because a woman who prays, she'll go to war for her family. She'll go to war for her children. And God is saying it's time to cover your family in prayer. It's time to cover your children in prayer. Even if they're adults, God is saying cover, cover,
Cover your family. Cover your sons and daughters. Cover them in prayer. Cover your leaders in prayer. Don't just watch the news. Pray. Seek the face of God. Pray for these men and women who are in authority, that the Spirit of God will give them wisdom so they will lead a quiet and a peaceable life. There's too much negative news out there. We don't need to hear any more bad news or negativity. We want to fill our hearts and lives with the Word of God and with the good news of God every day. We want to put emphasis on praising and magnifying our God and setting our hearts to seek His face in the name of Jesus. God is calling for mothers and women that are filled with the Holy Ghost and power to go forth in prayer. Even as Acts 10:38 said, Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Oh, it was the anointing that was on him, the anointing according to Isaiah 10:27 that destroys yokes and removes burdens, in which that empowered Jesus to do what he did, to work the miracles that he worked. And God is saying, I'm calling on women in Zion. I'm calling on mothers of Zion to come into your secret place and call on my name as the Most High God. Can you imagine women of God all over America? Can you imagine where you are in your city? Can you imagine the sisters of God as ambassadors of God, as servants of God, humbling ourselves before God in prayer, under the anointing and praying by the leading and unction of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to cause great healing and deliverance and revival to be released throughout our nation, throughout our cities, in our churches, in our homes, praying for the refreshing fire, presence and power of the Holy Ghost to be released in our marriages, in our families like never before. Because God promised and he said, hallelujah, that in the last days I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. He said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Mother, don't stop praying until you see the promise come to pass. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on the servants and the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. It's time to seek God, knowing that he is a promise keeper. He's not a man that he should lie, but everything he promised, said, and spoke, he will also do and make it good, according to Numbers 23 and 19. We got to know, according to James 5 and 16, that the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man avail as much. I'm a living witness. I'm going to tell you, I've seen what prayer can do. I've seen what fasting can do. I've seen it throughout the years of my life. A prophet, a man of God, told me many years ago, he said, woman of God, you got decades of prayer and fasting in your belly. And I've seen God heal the sick, do the impossible. And I'm beyond coincident. I've seen God do creative miracles and create organs where there was no organs. I've been doing this a long time, generationally. I've seen God move and manifest his power, unstop deaf ears. I've seen God cause tumors to drop off of people and drop off of their bodies. I've seen God, hallelujah, move. I've seen God take a baby that was born in Germany when we were there at 2 pounds, and the mama and daddy came and said, can you pray for my baby? And see, God put flesh on that baby girl, and they were able to take that child home in a little over 2.5 weeks. Let me tell you something. It's nothing our God can't do. The Bible says in John 5, verse 14 through 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Amplified Bible says this is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will that is consistent with his plan and purpose, he hears us. And if we know for a fact, as indeed we do, that he hears and listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted to us the request that we've asked of him. What does the word say about healing? He said, by stripes you're healed. What does the word say about your finances? He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. What does the word say about your children? That all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of them. What does the word of God say about your protection? He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. No evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. What did he say about your life and the span of your life? He said, I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation. What does the word say about it? Whatever you see God say in his promises, you can speak it and you can stand on it. You can decree and declare it, even as Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine unto thy ways. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let's call now. I remember I used to pray way back when. My sisters, women of God, God is saying, call on me and seek my face now. Call on me while I'm near. Call on me. Put a demand on my ability, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I just decree right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God, oh, shall rise up in you, that you will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that you will be stirred up in your most holy faith, according to Jude verse 20. Oh, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that behold, God will do a new thing. It shall spring forth suddenly, shall you not know it? He'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert for you, that God's Spirit, may his Spirit, his anointing, and his power be released in your life, through your life, and may you see the manifestation of his glory like never before. May he make every crooked way straight and every rough road smooth. May he cause you to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, blessed and not cursed. May every word that's been spoken negatively over your life, over your children, over your finances, over your future, over your ministry, over your mind, over your health, may it be brought down and subject to the blood of Jesus. May the blood of Jesus cover you. May the Lord lift you up and hold you tight. May the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, guide you so that your steps are ordered by the Lord and you're always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people, and you're never in the wrong place and never in harm's way. Glory to our God. I speak a blessing over you. I speak a blessing over your life and all that pertains to you, hallelujah, that God will use you for his glory like never before, that you shall be encouraged to stand, and when you've done all to stand, to stand therefore, to know that it's in him that we live. It's in him that you move and have your being. And the next time the devil tries to discourage you or remind you of your past, you remind him that he's already rebuked and bound by the blood, because we've overcome the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. As women of God, I want to encourage us all to pray and not faint. Pray and let's seek the face of God and watch him move, because he is our supernatural source of power, of authority, and he is willing to move and intervene on behalf of his people. The supernatural power of prayer and a praying woman. May God bless you. May God keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Back to you, Dr. Judith.
Amen.
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 To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. If there wasn't a spare message, I tell you. But now we are getting ready to turn it over to our discussion leader. Lily, take it away.
Yes, ma'am. Well, good evening, everyone. So glad that you could make it on the line tonight with us for Women Magnifying Womanhood. And tonight we have been magnified, let me tell you. So thank you so much, Dr. Williams, for that awesome word. So as we get started, we are going to have our discussion part where we can ask questions to the speaker or we can make comments to her. So, but we want you to continue to keep your phones on mute. And as you get ready to say something, ask a question or whatever, then you can take your phone off mute and ask your question or make your comment. And but we want to keep everything flowing in order. So, because we don't want all that background noise, because we want to stay focused. And so with that being said, we want the first lady, whoever wants to come first, step up and ask your question or make your comment. Now, I know someone has something to say. That was just too good. We can't let that one
Lily,
go.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I just want to thank Dr. Williams tonight for just clarification and just letting us know that women of God, it is time, it is a praying time for us. And if we come together as women, like she said, and just yell out to God, what would happen? You know, everything in the Bible that God wanted the people to know, he always sent a woman to tell it. A lot of the things in the Bible, I should say, that God wanted the people to know, that Jesus wanted the people to know, he always sent a woman. So just imagine if all of us would just come together and just pray and just humble ourselves. What would happen in this world? So I just thank you, God. I thank you for this message on tonight, for clarification. For me, if for no one else, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Next lady, you
Pastor Billy. Thank you. Thank you. This is Pastor Billy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I just enjoyed this tremendously. I've been doing some homework, and I had gotten the notice from Dr. Judy about the meeting, and I said, okay, I'm going to pause for a minute, but this was for me, and I just want to thank God for how you delivered the word with such power and fervency and authority. You know, I could just feel, you know, God's presence as you were ministering. It was really interesting to me because I went and I picked up my grandson today from his grandmother's. He's 19. And, you know, there's been this gas thing going on in terms of the shortage. And he asked me a question. And the question was, well, what are we going to do if we don't have any power? And out of your mouth, you said, what happens if there is no gas and there is no power? And the answer to me, based on what you said tonight, is to get into the presence of God and pray and ask for his supernatural intervention in times such as these. A very powerful word. It's a basic foundation for believers. We have strayed so far away from God's presence through prayer. And I just thank the Lord God for your ministry tonight, for this word, for how you delivered it, how you supported it with scripture, and how it just really ministered to my heart. And to know that as a woman of prayer, I can make a difference. We can bring healing in this land. And so I just want to say thank you, and I bid you Godspeed, and I pray God's blessings upon you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Dr. Judy, for that flyer to just remind me, and all of you ladies, God just bless you tremendously, and let's be doers of this word, and let's pray. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor, for those comments. And just as women of God, a pastor said this just today. He said that since coronavirus started last year, a lot of God's people have drifted and are no longer even praying or studying the Word of God. And we got to bring it together. We got to come on with it because the hour demands it. We can't let the devil run roughshod over our lives and over our households and over our churches and over our communities. We got to come on with it because prayer is where our power is through our relationship with God, and we can make a difference. Thank you for your comments, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Next lady, you're up.
Amen, amen. This is Pastor Bowie. I just want to jump in and also thank the woman of God for the work done tonight. And, you know, I'm totally in agreement. It's time for the daughters of God to stand up and take our rightful place. I want to thank the woman of God for the blessing that she spoke over all of our lives. I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I'm just looking forward to how God is going to use his daughters in this season. But it's time for us to stand up and just take our rightful place and be who God says that we are. And when, as she said, when women get together and begin to pray, there's just nothing that God won't do for his daughters. And so I just want to thank the woman of God for that powerful blessing that she spoke over our lives and into our lives. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Next lady, let us know how you have been empowered tonight.
This is Pastor Billy again. This woman, the guy, gave so many powerful nuggets tonight. I mean, I could ask all of the questions or make all of the comments because I'm sitting here at my computer like I was sitting doing homework. But, I was taking notes and jotting some things down. And one other thing that you said, too, that was very powerful, and I think that the church has strayed so far away from us, don't just rely on the natural things of this world to live because we are a spirit, and I think that we have forgotten that. I think we have become so content with going to the grocery store and making sure that our homes are just beautified and all of these things, and that we're driving, you know, the nicest cars and wearing the finest of clothes, which there is nothing necessarily wrong with that, except when we begin to look to those things more than we look to God. And I think that we have forgotten. We've been in the world, and being out of the church, you know, the scripture tells us that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We haven't been able to do that. And I think that we have forgotten who we are and are just caught up in what the world says that we should be during this time. Because the world is just teaching us to take care of all of the natural things that we have so forgotten about our spirit. And so that was just very, very powerful, me too. And one other thing that you said, and then I'm going to pass it back to the facilitator who's handling the discussion questions, was don't stop praying until you see the promise come to pass. Mm-hmm. And I love that because so often we give up. We stop praying when we don't see it, when we think that we should see it. But you reminded us that according to 1 John, if we are praying that righteous prayer, we know that God hears us and that we have the petitions that we ask of him. Just a very powerful reminder because so often things are happening in the world and our homes around us and we forget. And so we just stop praying when we don't see the manifestation of those things. So thank you again, too, for that reminder, and particularly to mothers, because mothers, there's something about that love of a mother when it comes to her children. Oh, my God. Something about that. And so many of our children are moving in so many different directions. But if we keep on praying, we can see the promise of God come to pass in their lives, because he did promise us. And I am one of those mothers holding on to that promise in Jesus' name. Thank you.
And if I might respond to you, Pastor, I'm hearing this. I'm hearing this very clearly. God is calling on us to come into the secret place of prayer. Wherever your place is, your place might be in a good chair, a certain chair in your home that you just can sit and read your Bible in and just go before God in prayer. And your place might be kneeling by your bedside on your knees. Your place might be in your bathroom. Your place might be in your kitchen or laundry room. Your place might be in your car, automobile. Your place might be in the restroom of your job on your lunch break. But wherever your place is, God is saying, come and draw nigh to the secret place. Draw nigh to me in your secret place, in the secret place of the Most High, so that he can give you inside information, so he can give us discernment, so he can give us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him of things to come. He will show us things to come, because the question is, what's next? And so God doesn't want us running to him out of desperation and fear. God is saying, I'm calling mine, those who are called by my name, to abide in me, and let my words abide in you. And whatever you ask, I, the Father, will do it for you. And so God is saying, I'm going to so show forth my power and my glory that you will be able to see clearly those who are dwelling and abiding in Goshen from those that are in Egypt. Goshen was where there was divine preservation, where the presence and the blessing and the protection of God was. And Egypt is where they were suffering under hardship and oppression. And God is saying, in this hour, it's time, and we cannot hesitate, delay, but we got to do it. He's saying, come, and come quickly. Draw close and stay close to him, because we need the discernment of God. We need the wisdom of God. We need the guidance and direction of God, so that he orders our steps and paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we're never in harm's way, but we're always in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. He will show you where to go and where to get your resources. He will show you, and he'll show you when, before everybody else is running and there's nothing left, if you abide and dwell in him.
Amen.
Thank you for that prophetic word, Dr. Beth. Thank you, because I receive every word that you have spoken out of your mouth from the mouth of God.
Next. Thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Judy. Thank you, ma'am.
You know you're welcome.
Amen. Anyone else? If not, I got something to say. And I know I love the title for tonight, The Supernatural Power of Prayer and a Praying Woman. I witnessed that from my grandmother, who was praying for me. And she prayed all the time. But I didn't know that as she was praying for me then and in my future. So my prayer didn't stop right then. It kept going out into my future. It kept me through her prayers, praying for me to keep me safe when I was in the war, praying for me to keep me safe when I was out doing no good or whatever the case may be. But God kept me, and I'm so thankful, I'm so grateful. And I didn't realize the power of her prayers back then, but I do now, because her prayers, God answered her prayers then, and they're still being answered now. And I'm just so thankful to him for that. Amen. So anyone else have anything else to say? We still got a few minutes. We have about 4 minutes.
Nobody else has anything. I'm going to say one thing to what you just said. Prayer, the power of prayer, is that prayer is supernatural and it's eternal.
The prayers that people prayed, mothers, grandmothers, I know my great-great-grandmothers, everybody were praying people. Even great-great-great-grandfathers, they were praying people. And even though they are in glory now, their prayers are still manifesting in the physical and in the natural now, because prayer is a supernatural, eternal force. And God is saying, if you only can understand and comprehend the height, the depth, the breadth, and the width of what I've given you, you will make prayer your prayer your daily bread. You will make prayer, I'm talking about, your highest priority, being in the Father's presence, maintaining your relationship with him, not because you're after things, but because you know who he is and he knows you by name. And whatever you need, some things he'll do before you even ask, because he is watching over you, because he is omniscient and he knows everything at one time, because he's omnipresent, he's everywhere at the self same time, and he's omnipotent, all powerful. And we just need God to cover us from danger seen and unseen. And so prayer is supernatural and it's eternal. When you pray for your children and your generations after you, that from generation to generation, my house shall serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. When you pray like that, you're covering your children, even to 1,000 generations, if the Lord our God shall tarry. And we are here because of our grandmother's prayers. We're here because of a mother's prayers. Death couldn't take you from coronavirus because somebody prayed for you a generation or two ago. God is a mighty God.
Wow. Amen. Man, that was awesome. Anybody got anything else to say?
Hello. My name is Minister Toya. God bless everyone tonight. I just want to say a few words. First of all, I am honored to say that I know Dr. Best personally over the years. I know she is a praying woman. We have prayed together and seen God manifest and witnessed firsthand not only the power of prayer as an individual woman, but the power of prayer when there's unity. And the fact of us coming together and the challenges that our nation is facing is actually an opportunity. It's not a time to walk in fear, but a time to witness God's magnifying, magnificent power at an optimum level. And that is something, because when God speaks to one of his servants, he's speaking to us all if we're in the place to hear him. Because I remember that was on my heart, that if we came together, all of us came together and started praying and interceding, what kind of impact would that have in not only in our nation, but in the world, in our families, in the marriages, in the relationships, in resolving any problem that's existing, being internal or external. So I want to honor the woman of God. Just blessings over you. I want to praise God for every woman that's on the call tonight, and just reiterate how effective, how important, and how it's all, it's a calling on all of us. It's a requirement. It's a call that God has placed on all of our lives. Each one of us have a voice for a reason. Each one of us has been placed on the earth for a reason. And it's for us to pray that God's will comes into manifestation. God bless you.
Amen.
If I can just speak, the last thing I got to say is, the woman that just spoke to you is literally a manifestation, a living miracle, and a actual illustration of the supernatural power of prayer. I just want to ask if we can have this, because when you hear this, you will know why I asked. If we can just ask, if Minister Toya, if you can just share your testimony in brief, and the power of God, the supernatural power of God that intervened in your life, in your situation,
back those years ago on April 1st when the enemy tried to take your life and the power of God that moved on your behalf, and you're living and breathing and walking and talking as a manifestation of God's greatness, and to God be the glory. If we can have just Minister Toya do that before we close out, every woman on this broadcast going to go out shouting and praising the Lord.
Oh, my spirit is jumping already. Okay, well, God, Lord Jesus, April 1st, 2005, I was assaulted and shot point-blank range with a 20-gauge shotgun 6 times. And my prognosis, I had coded 3 or 4 times. On the way to the hospital, I lost 7 units of blood. I had several surgeries. They thought I was dead. I'd been on a ventilator trach system. I was on, they had to do a colostomy. So if you can imagine this state. And so I was in a coma for 14 days. And when I woke up, the nurse came in, and I had a trach system, and she said, "You saw God, didn't you?" And I nodded my, no, she said, "You pray, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, you pray a lot." And I nodded my head. This was in the dark. Then she said, "You saw God, didn't you?" And I nodded my head again. She said, "I can tell." And everyone who came into the hospital were speaking of how everything that could go wrong went wrong. They were even saying how they couldn't understand the state of mind I was in. They couldn't understand why I was alive. They had never seen someone heal as fast as I was recovering. They were amazed by my disposition. They said I didn't look like what I went through. When I tell you everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong, to this very day, when they look at my medical records and the surgeries and the different ailments and the different challenges I had to face as a result of the injuries I sustained, they said, "No way you should be alive, much less in your right mind." And I've been tested on different levels as far as mentally and physically. I have not had any sort of homicidal thoughts, any sort of suicidal thoughts. They said, "I have a sharp mind, and it's been proven academically. I'm able to do things physically that they thought were impossible." One of the things that was affected, they thought I have an artificial line in my leg. They didn't think I was going to be able to walk because I had injuries to my spine. One of the bullets came so close, it was centimeters away from my spine. They said literally it supernaturally turned around 360 degrees because had it not, it would have shattered my spine, and I would have been paralyzed, which was one of the prognoses. They said I was going to be a vegetable, paralyzed, not able to use my right hand. And none of that has happened. None of that has happened. When I speak and people see me, they say, "You know, something draw me to you." And they say, "I see your scars where you were like in a car accident," and I go to tell my testimony. And not one time has people broken down in tears, said how it's affected and changed their lives, turned them back to God, how they had a family member who was in a tight situation, and now they have hope. Now they're back in prayer. I was on death's bed 6 times, point-blank range with a 20-gauge shotgun. My physical statistic is 5'4", and at that time I was 145 pounds.
Well, to God be the glory. And we love hearing that. So let us all begin to praise and thank God for this young lady for being alive, well, and able to tell her story to ministers, lost people, and even us on this line tonight. Again, we thank you, Beth, for coming on. Thanks for introducing her to share that. I know it was good. I've seen her before. I know it was good. But because we are getting ready to say goodnight to everybody, and because we love everybody, and because we respect God's word and his timing, let us all thank God for Pastor Beth
and also her confidant that came on the line tonight. So let's give each other glory and praise, and let's say goodnight to each other until the next time. We're going to talk to God again and know this best, that we all going to up our prayer life. Amen. So you finish your assignment tonight. We're going to up our prayer life.
Glory
and,
God.
And Lily, you could close us out with prayer.
Amen. Father God, I thank you for the awesome word that came forth tonight. I thank you for Dr. Beth. I thank you for the testimony that we heard. I thank you so much for how you watch over us and you take care of us. Thank you for your supernatural power of prayer and those all those praying women. Thank you for the praying women on this line. And I pray that all of you will come back next Thursday and be with us again on the line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And good night. And we love you. Good night.
Amen.
Good night, everyone. God bless you.
Love you too.